This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross. Flight of the Conchords is the name of a two-person band. Two singer-songwriters from New Zealand, Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, who play acoustic guitars and perform their own songs. The songs are intentionally funny, and so are they. They starred earlier this year in a very dry comedy series for HBO, also called Flight of the Conchords, which was just released on DVD. In the series, they play comic variations on themselves, two laid-back, struggling musicians newly arrived in New York and trying to make a name for themselves. Here's a scene from the show in which Brett and Jermaine, after taking heaps of verbal abuse from a sidewalk fruit vendor, finally confront him, nonverbally, by making a series of rude hand gestures. The first voice you'll hear is that of the vendor, played by comedian Aziz Ansari.
How dare you come here and give me those offensive hand gestures in my fruit stand?
It was either this or getting you sent into Alcatraz.
How dare you treat us like secondhand citizens?
It doesn't matter what country someone's from or what they look like or the color of their skin. It doesn't matter what they smell like or that they spell words slightly differently. Some would say more correctly.
Yeah.
Let me finish. I'm a person. Brett's a person.
Yeah.
You're a person. That person over there's a person. And each person deserves to be treated like a person.
It's a great speech. Too bad New Zealanders are a bunch of cocky a**s descended from criminals and retarded monkeys.
Now you're thinking of Australians.
Yeah, that's Australians.
That's Australians.
No, New Zealanders. They throw another shrimp on the barbie, ride around in your kangaroos all day.
No,
that's Australians.
You're thinking of Australians. That's not us.
I've totally confused you with Australians. I feel terrible.
Your
accents are just kind of similar.
Our accents are completely different. They're like, where's the car? And we're like, where's the car?
McKenzie and Clement first started doing their songs as part of their Flight of the Conchords music and comedy routine, which was named Best Alternative Comedy Act at the 2005 U.S. Comedy Arts Festival. They started performing in their native New Zealand. Earlier this year, McKenzie and Clement visited Terry in the Fresh Air Studios to perform some of their satirical songs. Their show was about to premiere on HBO.
Brett McKenzie, Jermaine Clement, welcome to Fresh Air. How would you describe your new show?
Boring.
It's like the Monkees combined with a little bit of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
It's about Brett and I, or our stage personas, or television personas, I guess now. In our fictional lives, trying to live in New York as poor musicians.
And those fictional personas, like you're both kind of nerdy, really uncomfortable around women.
That part's real.
That's part real?
That part's real.
And you're also both incredibly insecure, but at the same time really self-absorbed and egotistical.
It's a fine line to play.
These are the characters I'm talking about. Let's set up like what a scene is like. Like in episode one, you're both at a party, and Jermaine, you see a woman who you find yourself attracted to, and suddenly you're imagining this kind of rock video that you're both in which you're having a hamburger with her, and you're talking with her, and singing about how beautiful she is. Would you do that song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Certainly.
Looking round the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, yeah. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street, depending on the street. And when I saw you at my maid's place, I thought, what is she doing at my maid's place? Oh, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his good one, Dave? Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? And he says it doesn't mind, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Oh,
Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s.
You're so beautiful.
Well, you could be a part-time model.
And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I do the robot.
It's 12:02, just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Why don't we leave? Let's go to my house and we can feel each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking it slow. No, yeah. Cause you're so beautiful, like a tree. You're so beautiful,
like some beautiful ceramics or something.
You're so beautiful,
one of those girls I've been definitely, definitely chatting to in the chat room.
You're so beautiful.
Wild Slut Angel 22 at Yahoo.
You're so beautiful.
I think you could be a part-time model.
Well, you'd probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me, and the rest of your time doing your normal job, waitressing.
That's Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. Did you ever like perform in a straight band that wasn't comedy?
I have.
I've never, but Brett's performed in several bands. I've never been in a what I'd call a real band.
Why? I mean, do you lack confidence in yourself as a non-ironic
as a person
performer, as a human being in general?
No, it's just well, when we started this, I definitely wouldn't have been able to really keep up.
Yeah, we've got a lot better than when we started. We could barely play guitar when we started. We started off like we knew three or four chords, and then now we know probably 11 chords. So
don't overdo it.
Between us.
We learn a new chord each year. Each year at Christmas, we give each other a new chord.
Yeah, I say I know 5 and Brett says he knows 6. So that's 11.
Can I ask you to do another song that you do in the TV show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one's called I'm Not Crying. And why don't you describe the context that you sing it in the HBO series?
In the show, my character, Jermaine, based loosely on myself, has just been dumped by a woman, and he's...
By the most beautiful girl in the room.
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
So beautiful she could have been a waitress.
At the beginning of the episode, she could have been a part-time model, but now she's... Yeah, later in the episode, she dumps
breaking
Jermaine.
Breaking my heart, and I'm in denial about my emotions. So you're leaving. You say you have to go. Well, if you have to go, then I suppose you have to go. That's what it means to have to go, doesn't it? It means you have to go. But if you're trying to break my heart, your plan is flawed from the start. You can't break my heart, it's liquid. It melted when I met you. And as you walk down the path that leads from our door, don't turn around to see me once more. Don't turn around to see if I'm crying. I'm not crying, not crying, not crying, not crying. I'm not crying. It's just been raining. On my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheeks, please. Well,
Well, if I am crying, it's not because of you. It's because I am thinking of a friend of mine you don't know, who is dying. Yes, that's right, dying.
These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. I've just been cutting onions. I'm just making a lasagna for one. I'm not crying, no, no. It's just a little bit of dust in my eye, just from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping because you won't be here to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweated today. I've been looking around a lot,
searching for you.
They've been looking for you, even though I told them not to. These aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. They're tears of joy, I'm just laughing. I'm sitting at this table called love, staring down at the irony of life. How come we've reached this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? I'm not crying, I'm not crying, no, I'm not
that's really great, and that's the
quite emotional.
It's very emotional.
Quite hard to bring
to come back from that.
To bring myself,
yeah. Come back to the room.
Compose yourselves.
Yeah,
and that's the Flight of the Conchords, made up of Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement. You know, I love that kind of Barry White kind of spoken beginning. Who are the singers you've most tried to sound like over the years, or you've wished most you could sound like?
Recently, I've been. Loving Daryl Hall's vocals from Hall & Oates. Amazing singer. And and listening to a lot of Ray Charles.
And Oates. Don't forget.
And Oates.
Oates.
I'm not so familiar with. I just love the way Daryl Hall always goes, at the end of all his phrases.
I see. That's where you picked that up from.
That's what I've been trying to put that into more songs.
Who is most unlike you in addition to Barry White? That you've tried to, you know, channel through your songs.
Well, again, Prince is quite an influence, which I guess we're not. Yeah. Any of us are particularly like Prince.
Prince is a big influence.
He's very individual, though, so it's hard to imagine anyone else like him, really.
It's often depressing in the studio when we're trying to emulate Prince. Because it's just two guitars, we imagine it sounding a lot grander than it perhaps actually does. And often we listen back to a recording and, I'm often surprised.
And go, where's the
and disappointed.
Where's the horn section that I had envisaged?
Where's the funky groove?
Jermaine Clement and Brent McKenzie of Flight of the Conchords. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to Terry's visit with Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie of Flight of the Conchords.
Can I ask you to do another song?
Yes, yeah. You may.
Good. And, you know, each of the songs that you do kind of reflect a type of song. And this one is called What Is Wrong With the World Today? And to me, it's one of those like real like 70s, what's going on?
Yeah,
kind of
Marvin
songs.
Gaye.
Yeah, yeah.
It was sort of in this one, like it was a mixture of Marvin Gaye and I guess the Black Eyed Peas. Song, Where Is the Love?
Mm-hmm.
There's something kind of funny in that.
There's children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives, killing each other with knives and forks and
calling each other names like Doc. There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. That's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man's lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his head. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead.
Is he dead?
Ooh, it turns out he's dead. And that's why I'm singing, why?
What is wrong with the world today? What's wrong with the world today? What is wrong with the world today? Yeah, think about it.
Good cops been framed, then put into a can, and all the money that we're making is going to the man.
What man? Who's the man? When's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Is Brett a man? Yes, technically he is. Turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Oh, why are we paying so much for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads?
At the end of your life, you're lucky if you die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street half dead, with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow, 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 ow. Can somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Can somebody please remove these cutleries from my knees?
And then we broke it down. This is where we break it down. Ooh, this is where we break it down. Ow, this is where we break it down. Rock and do acapella jams.
Acapella jams.
Ooh, breaking it right down. Yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh. And then we bring it back.
That's really great. That's the Flight of the Conchords. That's one of the songs they do on their new HBO TV series called Flight of the Conchords, in which they play two members of a band who sing songs like that. Are there stories within the TV series that are based on things that happened to you? And if so, would you tell us one of them?
I've got one in mind. I don't know if it's appropriate to say. We do one story about where a girl wants to have a threesome, a menage a trois with Brett and I, which is based on a real story, which we...
A fan.
We didn't, and it was very awkward and embarrassing, and we've got a story that borrows from that.
It's influenced from that, yeah. It was in England where they call a threesome a spit roast, which is a very British term that we weren't familiar with. Are you familiar with that term?
No.
It's quite a horrendous term. I think you can probably understand how it would transpire. And this girl came up to Jermaine at this party and goes, do you think...
she said, would you be interested in spit roast. Having a spit roast?
And Jermaine
spit roast.
thought she meant a...
I imagine a barbecue.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And she said, would Brett be interested?
And at the time I was going through a big steak phase, so I was really into eating meat. And so Jermaine said, oh, Britt will be really into it if it's a roast. Yeah, it sounds really
definitely
good.
Definitely Britt will. She was going, really? Oh, definitely Britt will love it.
It's a very so we used that as a basis for a story for the show.
And then
what happened to you after that?
Well, she said I wouldn't usually ask. I'm a lesbian, and I was thinking, why would that stop you asking us for a barbecue? And then there's something awkward about the situation that made me figure out that it wasn't what she was asking. And then I as politely as I could, turned down the offer.
Now, Brett, you apparently played one of the elves in
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Brett played Legolas.
So is this because Peter Jackson is from New Zealand? Is it? Do you know him from that?
He's from New Zealand. Yeah, they made the films in the town where we live.
Oh, so.
So a lot of people were in those films. My brother and my father were both in it as well.
No kidding. And your costume was?
I had pointy ears and a long wig and a sort of velvet gown, and I got to wander around the forest. Yeah.
What's the pay like for doing something like that?
It's not so much about the money, it's about the credibility.
The credibility?
Yeah. It was more the opportunity.
How much credibility is this walking around the forest with a velvet gown?
A lot. You'd be surprised.
Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, I want to thank you both so much. That was really fun. I really appreciate you performing for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Letting us.
And good luck with the show.
Cheers.
Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie, otherwise known as Flight of the Conchords. A DVD set of the first season of their HBO comedy series, also called Flight of the Conchords, has just been released. Our recording engineer for their performance was Al Banks. I'm David Bianculli, and this is Fresh Air.
Come on, it'll only take 5 minutes. We've been out here talking about it for 2 hours now.
What do I have to do?
Just make me seem popular. If I say something, agree with me.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like a croissant, please.
Yes, that's true, he would.
Okay, a croissant, sure.
He's very popular.
Be more subtle about it. That's true, I suppose he didn't have to say that. Je voudrais un croissant.
What?
Je voudrais un croissant, je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, j'arrête de partir.